Bez Hashem, we're holding in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Yomim HaMiyuadim LeTshuva. It's very interesting. Everyone has Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You would think Tshuva is for Rishayim, Baruch Hashem, I'm Shomer Tayag Mitzvos. What do I need Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Void. I need 10 days of Tshuva. One day of Tshuva should be enough. I'll do Tshuva. You see over here, every person needs to do Tshuva in Klal Yisrael. And it's not a quick process. It needs time. Void, it's very famous that there's a Sefer Shari Tshuva that the Olam learns during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a whole Sefer on Tshuva. Just do Tshuva. It's very simple. As we see, Tshuva is not simple at all. It's something which it needs thought and it needs work. And the Shari Tshuva helps develop it. It needs days. It needs times. As it's something that it's important to be nice and adas on, to understand what Tshuva is, what needs time, and how we could be able to be Chayzer B'Tshuva. As there's a common mistake about Tshuva that causes a lot of people when it comes to these times to sort of like focus out and not to concentrate on the Tshuva. What is it? Because people say that thing tshuva means that I'm supposed to be a perfect person, I'm supposed to not be choyte. And Mamela, every time it comes, we've been through so many Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we know we're not going to be perfect. As people sort of give up before they start, what I'm going to change for a little bit, at the end, it's not going to last anyway. As we want to focus in on a deeper angle of tshuva, which is nageya to all of us, every Rosh Hashanah, we could do this. The Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim, the Sisei Chaim, and many of the Sfarim bring it down, and our Marich say that the Yisoid of tshuva is Miloshen Shov, to come back, Lashem, to Hashem. Every Aver is Marchik us from Hashem. We don't feel Hashem. We don't connect to Hashem. It's soisim the lave. The avoid of tshuva is to be miskarev l'Hashem. Kimuvan, madregas and madregas, yesh bekirves Hashem. As lefi zeh, the avoid of tshuva is to come back to Hashem, liskarev el Hashem, to feel more Hashem. Our chazik, our amune in Hashem, know the whole world comes from Hashem, everything about us. To feel how much we need Hashem. Now, avada averis amarchut, mitzis amakarev, as of course if we want to get closer to Hashem, we're makabel to be misakin averos. We're makabel to do more mitzvahs. But the kivun is, we're not being makabel to be perfect. It's impossible to be perfect. Einish ba'aretz asher lo yechta. The void of tshuva is to show Hashem we want to get closer to you. And that's the remez of El, ani ledoidi. That is the tshuva, the ikonakud of tshuva. As every person this year could get closer to Hashem, he could develop more his feelings, his understandings of Hashem. He could feel more Hashem, understand more how Hashem is in the world, how Hashem is running everything in his life. And that's something that it doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't happen in one second. It needs time. The deeper, the more effort we put into it, the more we build it up, the more we connect to it. As that says, you made tshuva to every person, because we live in a world that hides Hashem. We live in a gullus, which is so hard for every person. It disconnects us. As there's one time a year, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, where we could rebuild that connection for a whole year and do tshuva. And let's add what we learned in last week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim. Ki karav alecha hadava ma'ayin. Sometimes you talk to people, kirvas Hashem, they look at you, that's no shaykhis to me. What? It says, ki loy b'shamayim bi. We're going with the Ramban, the Sipuna, that learned going on tshuva. People think, that's in the shamayim. I live on this world. You can't talk to me about Hashem. Loi b'shamayim. That's for yeshiva bachram. I'm a balabas. I left the yeshiva world. You can't talk to me about tshuva and keres Hashem. We can talk to every yid. Every yid HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boidik. Sifrei Tzadikim ve Rishayim Aptuchim on every yid. Every yid could be a tzaddik in every walk of life, in every angle of life, in every country, in every city, whoever you are, whatever you are. You could be miskarev Lashem. You could be zeicha to be a tzaddik who's connected very deeply to Hashem. Karev alecha hadava ma'oid. It's much, much closer than you think. As what would be a practical etzah? What could I work on? How could I improve? As the Rebbeinu Yoin in the beginning of Shar Sheni, Ois Aleph says a beautiful yesoid. He says there are six dvarim hama'arim l'tshuva, tsaris, old age, thinking about misa. He says there's one thing that shava l'kol nefesh to every person at all times. He says if you think about Hashem, he brings a pasuk, b'Hashem yitztaku v'yishalalu kol Yisrael. Thinking about Hashem turns a person into a tzaddik. He brings a beautiful lashon. It lifts him up from the gush, the ofrius that we live in, and it elevates him, and he becomes more ruchni. It's ma'ar his neshama, and he starts looking at life different. As people say, what do you mean, Hashem? I talk about Hashem in davening. I say, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Hashem, a new movement, thank you, Hashem. Oh. But it has to be the deeper the feeling of what you're saying, the more deeper it goes in, the more deeper the connection is. Just like there are people that have superficial relationships with people, and there's some people, it's a real deep connection. Hu adin was Hashem. The more you feel my whole life, my hatzlocha, my brius, my parnasa, everything that means something to me is tali v'Hashem. The connection is so much deeper. Us thinking about what Hashem really means to us. Thinking about how much akaras atoiv we have to Hashem, we function, we're healthy, we walk around, we have what we need. We're matzliach, every person in their way. Those thoughts are meroimim a person. Zakta Rabbeinu Yaina, ayidei zeh, it puts a crown on the person and it brings out the yoifi of a person. As Havoy, let's be mischazik. We want to do tshuva, to come closer to Hashem. How can we do that? Let's make a Kabbalah together, to think more, to get more, feel more Hashem in our lives. And that'll help us, that we'll want to do tshuva, we'll want to be better people. As people can ask me, am I going to be perfect? No, but you'll be better. You'll be more neshamadik, more ruchniistik, more beautiful. And every step of Kirvas Hashem is so kedai. It's another madrega, another aliyah, and it could last you for a year, it could last you for a lifetime. As that's a kivun for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to be mechazik in the Ani L'doidi. Bez Hashem will be zeicha, doidi li, Hashem will help us. Karev alecha adava ma'ay. You'll start connecting and feeling Hashem much, much more. And you'll see more and more siyata d'shmaya and bracha in everything you do. And you'll be zeicha to ashana toiva umuvureches. And you'll see much, much more mituk adin and much, much more bracha and siyata d'shmaya in everything you do. As thus is the etzel ha-maisa, to try to be overcome the feelings that don't let us to do tshuva. And what to focus in on during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a practical thing to focus in on that could help all of us, that we should take a big step, this Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and make a step closer in life to Hashem, and it should set us in a pattern, a Mahalech HaChayim, that will constantly go up, and will be Zeicha to be Hashem with us, which is the biggest bracha, kol azman. Wish everyone a ksiva of Gmar Sima Toiva, a good gebench diyah.